Chapter 8. Chris frowned as he watched the police car pull off. He was used to getting stopped and getting his ID scanned, but that had to be the oddest stop he'd ever had. Cops didn't buddy up to him. They didn't say what a rough break it was getting mugged. Hell, half the time they didn't even stop. And they definitely didn't just send him on his way. He sighed heavily and glanced at his watch. Cursing, he picked up his pace. Between everything, he was running late, and his boss would have his hide for that. He ran-walked the rest of the way to the warehouse where he worked, breathing hard as he pulled open the door. 5 minutes. He was 5 minutes late. Maybe his boss wouldn't notice? Would it make an issue of it?
The hell you think you're going, Alan?
Chris recognized the voice of Devereaux, the warehouse manager, bellowing at him from the office. Mr. Devereaux, Chris started. I know I'm a little late. I swear it won't happen again. Devereaux cut off any further explanation with a hand.
My office, now.
Devereaux was a large man, 200 pounds and none of it muscle, and right now he was standing in the doorway, almost totally blocking it. Chris waited for him to move, but the other man didn't even twitch, just looked across at him with a sneer on his face. Eventually, Chris just maneuvered around him as best he could. Devereaux gave a mocking,
"Sorry,"
once Chris was past him, and Chris ducked his head, feeling vaguely uncomfortable about the whole situation. Devereaux pushed the door closed, turning the key in the lock, and Chris's head snapped up. Devereaux was dark as he turned to face Chris.
You were late this morning, Alan, and it's not the first time.
What? Chris frowned, confused. I've never... Chris had always been early, painfully so at times. He didn't want to lose this job. Most places didn't hire the non-cybird, especially if they didn't have a social security number. And those that did, well, they didn't pay as well as this job did. At least here he was earning almost minimum wage. And now that he had Adam as well, he really couldn't afford to be out of work.
Was looking at your timesheet earlier, Alan. This is your third offense. You know the rules. I'm going to have to let you go.
There wasn't even an ounce of regret in his voice. The timesheet is wrong, sir. This is the first time, I swear. Chris shook his head, desperation creeping into his voice. Please, Mr. Devereaux, I need this job. I promise it'll never happen again.
Have a seat, kid. Let's see if we can work something out.
Chris sat down in a hard plastic chair with flimsy arms as Devereaux came to stand in front of him, perching himself against the desk. At the height he was at, he found himself staring right into his boss's crotch. Chris pressed himself back into the chair. A sinking feeling settled into his stomach as he strained to look up to meet Devereaux's eyes.
I don't want to have to let you go, but I'm not sure what we can do.
Devereaux shrugged his shoulders.
I mean, there are guys lined up around the block just waiting to take your job. And if you can't even bother to make a little effort and get in on time, well, you're a good worker, Ellen. Be ashamed to fire you.
Devereaux leaned back a little further, and Chris tried to look anywhere but straight ahead.
You know, I've been watching you out on the floor, and I gotta say, you're a sight to behold.
Devereaux smirked at him.
Wiggling your ass around, sending those sly glances my way. I wasn't born yesterday, boy. Wouldn't be surprised if you came in late on purpose just to get yourself some alone time with me.
Chris looked at the man in front of him, at his thinning hair and his massive bulk, and his mind flashed up a picture of Adam, dressed in just his boxers, the way he had been dressed as Chris left this morning, and there was no comparison.
What? Mr. Devereaux, I don't...
Chris started.
Don't even try to deny it.
Devereaux pushed himself up from the desk and took a step closer to where Chris sat.
Tell you what, I got a proposition for you.
He started to lean down, hands reaching out to grab the arms of Chris's chair. Chris ducked quickly, darting out from under Devereaux, and ran for the door.
"You leave this office and I'll make sure no one else hires you," Devereaux growled.
Chris turned slowly, eyes wide.
"You can't do that. I didn't do anything.
You come back here and, well, we'll sort this all out."
Devereaux waddled closer until he was right in front of Chris.
"Maybe sort you out with a nice job in the office here. What do you say?"
He ran a hand over Chris's cheek, and Chris shivered, turning his head away. But Devereaux's hand caught him and held him still.
"This isn't right," Chris whimpered. "You can't."
"Oh, I can, boy."
Devereaux's breath crawled over his skin and Chris gagged.
"What you gonna do about it?" "Call the cops. Not like they're gonna believe a null like you. All I gotta do is tell them you were trying to steal the petty cash and they'll haul you off, lock you up. Pretty boy like you, well, I'm sure you're gonna be real popular in the cells."
"Don't do this, please."
Chris could feel the prickling of tears and closed his eyes.
"Won't be so bad, boy. Not when you get into it."
Devereaux's lips brushed against Chris's cheek.
"Or, like you, is probably used to getting plowed, ain't ya?"
Chris pushed against the bulk of the other man, but he may as well have been trying to move the earth.
Please, God, why couldn't someone knock on the office door? Someone had to have seen him come in here, had to know what was happening in here, didn't they? A minute, that's all he needed. Turn the key in the lock and run. Please, 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 God, please.
He felt the hand rubbing roughly against his jeans and grabbed at it, pushing his hips against the door, trying something, anything, to stop this. He opened his mouth to scream, but Devereaux's lips covered his own, swallowing any sound. Chris thrashed, turning his head left and right until he was free, and screamed.